Thank you, Elizabeth.
After Derek James's piece on a much-respected member of the Norwich clergy, a man known and respected by many of our listeners is the subject of our first news item in this part.
The man who led one of Norfolk's oldest charities for two decades has died. John Child was director of the Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind, the NNAB, from 1992 until his retirement in 2012. During his time as director, the charity saw a huge expansion in the support which it offers to visually impaired people across the county. Mr. Child joined the NNAB after a 30-year career in the Army. Born in Banham in 1941, he was raised at Cromer and educated at Beeston, Gresham's and Norwich City College, and later Bristol University. Joining the Army in 1962, he saw active service in Aden and the Radfan as a young officer in the Royal Anglian Regiment, followed by a posting to newly federated Malaysia's Police Field Force in Borneo. His subsequent service saw him take up various regimental appointments, including in Northern Ireland alongside staff jobs at the Ministry of Defence and with the British Army of the Rhine. He left the Army in 1992 and moved back to Norfolk. During his 20 years at the helm of the NNAB, he saw two major developments: the opening of the Bradbury Activity Centre in Norwich by the Queen, following a £1.3 million fundraising campaign, and the extension of the charity's residential home. Current NNAB Chairman of Trustees, Kit Cater, described Mr. Child as a great inspiration. John was passionate about helping Norfolk's visually impaired community to lead a full and independent life, said Mr. Cater. He was excellent at raising the profile of the NNAB and expanding the scope of what the organisation was able to offer right across the county. He was a charming man, a great inspiration, and someone who encouraged and believed in people, whether visually impaired people or NNAB staff and volunteers. He was really passionate about his work and the NNAB, and introduced many activities for the visually impaired community. Mr. Child was awarded the MBE for his services to the visually impaired in Norfolk in the 2011 New Year's Honours List. He leaves behind his wife Helen and three children, Tim, Simon and Beth, as well as 10 grandchildren. A service of thanksgiving, to which all are welcome, will be held at Norwich Cathedral at noon on Friday, May the 26th.
We end this part of Chatterbox with news of a new low-cost bus route from Norwich, and in this age of text and tweets, children are being taught to write, would you believe it, letters. But we start with news of two new statues destined for the cathedral.
New statues of the Queen and Prince Philip are to be installed in Norwich Cathedral to mark the 65th anniversary of the monarch's coronation next year. The specially commissioned statues will be carved by York-based sculptor Charles Gurry and be positioned in the cathedral cloisters above the stone troughs where monks once washed their hands before and after meals. The statues will sit beside those of King George V, Queen Mary, King George VI and Queen Elizabeth, carved in the late 1930s by sculptor Gilbert Ledwood, R.A., known for his war memorials in London. Mr. Gurry has previously completed work at other notable cathedrals in the UK, including a portable font in York Minster and a programme of architectural sculptures over the west doors at Guildford. The Bishop of Norwich, the Right Reverend Graham James, said, "The fondness for Norwich shared by both the Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh is well known. I believe that many people in the county will be delighted with the proposal to fill two empty niches in the cloisters with statues of the Queen and Prince Philip."
In these days, when so many people use emails and the likes of WhatsApp, Twitter and Facebook to communicate, youngsters from a Norwich primary school have been discovering the joys of letter writing. And they have had help from a generation of people who were much more familiar with putting pen to paper. Youngsters from Lakenham Primary School join forces with older people who attend a city reminiscence group to swap letters and postcards. And the writings to and from each other form part of a new exhibition at the Norfolk and Norwich Millennium Library in the Forum. The Labyrinth of Lost Letters shows the interactions between the Year 5 pupils at the City Road School and members of the Norwich Time Travellers Group, a group of older people who regularly meet to share life stories and experiences. The children were encouraged to write letters about their lives to share with the older people, who then replied with missives of their own. Many of the children had never received or written letters before, and the project, supported by Arts Council England, which encouraged them to experience postcard and letter writing as something special. For the older people, they were already steeped in the culture of post, and they had little trouble putting pen to paper.
And now news of a new bus route. Leading low-cost tour operator Megabus.com has announced the introduction of a new route across the West Midlands and east of England. The company, which forms part of International Transport Group Stagecoach, has again partnered with Freestone's coaches to deliver the new route. From Monday, May the 22nd, passengers will be able to use the M37 service to travel between Norwich, the University of East Anglia, Cambridge, Coventry and Birmingham. The service will offer one trip in each direction on Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays and bank holiday Mondays. Managing Director Edward Hodgson said the route offered an affordable transport option to students wanting to get home at the end of term. Fares start from £1, which excludes a 50p booking fee. All services will operate with free Wi-Fi.
That's all for this part of Chatterbox. In a few moments, Marianne Penn and John Francis will have more news, as well as the weekly information desk and a second feature from Derek James. So for now, it's goodbye from Sarah Lomax and Rupert Hipwell.